What else could Bernie do? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It really frustrates Hillary Clinton that Bernie Sanders hasn't given up and is, in fact, lobbying superdelegates to change their votes.
I find it perplexing. What he basically seems to be saying is that the will of the people should be overturned.
But if that is what Bernie Sanders thinks, he's actually in pretty good company, because the writers of the Constitution thought so too. They didn't trust the mob to elect a president. They trusted elites, like themselves. So they installed a circuit breaker called the Electoral College.
What most people don't know is when they vote for the president of the United States, they're actually voting for these electors. And that's what happens in November. But between November and December, presidential electors have time to think about who they're actually going to vote for.
That is Dr. Robert Alexander of Northern Ohio University, who found that since the 2000 election, political operatives have vigorously lobbied members of the Electoral College, trying to get them to defy the popular vote. And it came to a climax in 2008.
Barack Obama had won in an apparent landslide, yet 80% of electors were contacted to change their vote.
Of course, Bernie Sanders probably isn't willing to go that far. But interesting footnote, listen to who was behind the attempt to upset the 2008 election.
Of that 80%, most of this came from the so-called birther movement.
The birthers. So, while Sanders might not go so far as to lobby the Electoral College, I think I know who would.
His grandmother in Kenya said he was born in Kenya and she was there and witnessed the birth. Okay?
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.